Mishnah Gimel, Hakari Basifra Alo Iskupa. If somebody was reading a scroll on an Iskupa, which is some sort of raised platform at the entrance of the house, or in this case, at the entrance of the courtyard, and we're discussing a platform which is less than 10 tefachim high, but the area on top is at least 4x4 tefachim. So this platform has the status of a karmelis, so it's forbidden with Jabonon to carry from there into a public or private domain. So somebody was reading a scroll which is wrapped around a stick or something, and as he is reading it, the scroll rolls out of his hand, and although he's still holding one end of the scroll, it rolls out so that now it is dangling down into the public domain. It's not touching the ground of the public domain, but lots of the scroll is now in the airspace of the Rosh Harabim, although he is holding the other end. Says the Mishnah Gololoi Etzloi, he is allowed to roll it back towards him, since anyway it has not had a Hanocha, it hasn't been placed down in the Rosh Harabim, and also he's anyway holding one end of it, so he is allowed to roll it back towards him. The point of the Mishnah is, we are not concerned that he might come in the future to carry things from a public domain into a karmelis, since anyway, even if he does come to do that, it's only forbidden with Rabbanon. Now what happens if Ha'ikor Hagag, if he was reading this scroll on the top of a roof, and this was at least 10 tefachim high, 4x4 tefachim, and therefore it has the status of a Rishus Hayochid, a private domain, and it is forbidden me to arise or to carry from a private domain into a public domain, or vice versa. So if he's reading on top of the private domain, and then the scroll, one end of the scroll, then Iskagala Sefer Miyodai, it rolls away from his hand towards the public domain, it's now dangling in the airspace with one end of it still in his hand. So the Mishnah says, Ajle Gelasar Tfachim, up until it reaches within 10 Tfachim of the ground of the Rishus Harabim, Gilei Etzlei, he's allowed to roll it back towards him. Meaning, if the scroll doesn't roll all the way to the ground, and the furthest it gets is still above 10 tefachim from the ground, so then it's not considered to be in the Rosh Hashanah at all, because the Rosh Hashanah only goes up to a height of 10 tefachim. If it's above 10 tefachim, it's known as a mokim ptur, a totally exempt area in which you are allowed to carry from there into other domains. Okay, what happens if Mishiyeh Giala Asar Tfachim, if it rolled enough that it's now within 10 Tfachim of the Rosh Hashanah's ground, so then it is in the Rosh Hashanah, so you can't just roll it back into the Rosh Hayochid, because although there was no Hanocha in the Rosh Hashanah, so you wouldn't actually be violating a Melocha Midah Araisa, nevertheless, since at the end of the day you would be transferring something from a Rosh Hashanah into a Rosh Hayochid, it is forbidden Midah Rabbanon to do so, but you shouldn't just leave it there, because it's considered a disgrace to the Sefer, to whatever scroll it is, to just leave it there dangling. So what you should do is Hovcha Laksav, you should turn it over so that the part, the side where the writing is written, should be facing the wall, as opposed to just be facing out into the open. That should be noted that the Gemara explains that the case we're talking about is that although the scroll did not reach the ground, it did actually land on a sort of slanted wall. So it did actually have a Hanocha in the Rosh Hasharabim. Now rolling it back towards him would still not be a Melocha Midah Araisa, since at the end of the day he was still holding it all along. So it's not considered to be a real Hanocha. But since it did land in the Rosh Hasharabim, it is considered very similar to the Melocha Midah Araisa, and therefore it is forbidden with Jabbalon to roll it back to you. Now if the scroll was left dangling totally, and it did not land even on a slanted wall, so then the Rabbon hold that even if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, you are allowed to roll it back to you, since people will not confuse this with the Melocha Midah Araisa. However, if it is within 3 tefachim of the Rosh Hashanah ground, then it is forbidden to roll the scroll back. And the reason for this is because there is a concept known as Lovud. Lovud is a Halacha Moshe Sinai. It's a tradition which has been passed down since Moshe at Har Sinai, which states that if something is within 3 tefachim of another object, then we view it as if they are touching and connected to each other. And the gap in between them, we view it as if there's no gap in between them. So in this case, if something rolled and it's within 3 tefachim of the Rosh Hashanah ground, according to the first opinion of the Mishnah at least, we view it as if it is actually touching the ground, and that it did have a Hanocha. So although again you have not done a Melocha Midah Araisa, because you're still holding on to the item, nevertheless, you are not allowed to roll it back to you because it is very similar to a Melocha Midah Araisa, according to this opinion. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it is removed from the ground only by the distance of a needle, so it's within 3 tefachim from the ground, even in that case, you are allowed to roll it back to you on Shabbos, because Lovud is not a strong enough concept to view it as if this literally landed. At the end of the day, the item was not placed at rest. even if you view it as if it's sort of touching the ground, you still cannot consider it to be at rest, and therefore it is permitted to roll it back to you. Alright, now the last opinion, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, Afil ba'aretz atzmai, even if it did actually reach the ground itself, golele etzla, you are still allowed to roll it back to you. And in fact, you should do so, she'ein lecha davar mishum shavus, because none of the midrabbanon prohibitions of Shabbos, oymid b'fnei kisvei HaKodesh, stand and override the honor which must be given to holy scrolls. So since it is not considered honorable to leave them dangling there, according to Rabbi Shimon, one should roll it back, and the rabbinic prohibitions would not apply in that case.